that rising profile is something that I guess maybe a year and a half ago, we might not have thought the profile of cybersecurity could go any higher inside DOD. Secretary Gates made a big point, and Undersecretary Lynn, or Deputy Secretary Lynn, made a big point of talking about cybersecurity on a repeated basis. And yet, if anything, it seems like this new strategy and then budget are even driving that profile higher. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think it's an area where there's a lot of opportunity for DOD, and that's one of the reasons it's being sheltered from the cuts. Another reason is, it's not as expensive as some things. So you get a good return on a smaller investment with cyber stuff.
Demonstrating ROI, though, has been hard for agencies to wrap their arms around. What are any organization, federal agencies, private sector companies, whatever, what are they doing to demonstrate to the CFOs and the financial shops that this is worth spending our money on when ideally you've prevented everything from happening and the financial shops can say, well, nothing's happened, so we don't need to spend money on that?
Yeah, that's a problem for any number of programs, and it comes up all the time in non-proliferation. I mean, if it's a success, you don't see anything, so therefore, what do you use to justify the expenditure? But in this case, I think it's a little different because for some of the uses of cyber techniques, tactics, tools in places like Afghanistan, there's been real payoff and real advantage to U.S. forces. So you can't point at a classified level to successes, and that's part of what's driving this. You know, it's been a success.
There are two schools of thought on the whole idea of cyber as a separate domain. One school of thought is makes perfect sense because we learned from the Estonia episode a couple of years ago that a cyber domain threat or penetration can be equivalent to militarily to a threat on one of the other domains. The other school of thought is that the cyber threat is kind of integrated into the other four domains, and so understanding that context is important rather than putting cyber off in its own domain. Where do you fall on that?
You know, I think that it's still an open issue, and so I've heard, as you have, both sides. Right now, I think people treat it as a support weapon, and that's one of the problems is DOD will have to work through, is this like TRANSCOM that when they do this, or is it like Strategic Command where sometimes STRATCOM's forces are chopped to the regional combatant commander? Sometimes the STRATCOM mission is managed out of Omaha, and I think that'll end up being the model, but we're not there yet.
You've been involved in the whole idea of developing a cyber workforce with a couple of friends of the show, Karen Evans and Frank Reeder, and that whole concept is something that I wonder if the government is finally starting to get their arms around. How do we grow the next generation of people to do these jobs?
Yeah, if you compare where we were 2 years ago, people were not thinking about this at all, and now you're starting to see grant money flow. You're starting to see an emphasis on education. One of the things that helps scare people is, and it is kind of China bashing, but they look at how many folks China is cranking out, and they look at how many folks we're cranking out. Ooh, that's not a good thing. So, yes, the emphasis on education is one of the big successes of the last couple of years.
Because the Defense Department can prioritize cyber as much as they want, and they can put as much money toward it as they want. But if the human beings don't actually exist who can execute on what DOD needs, whether they do it in-house or whether they buy it from a contractor, it doesn't really matter what the emphasis is, it seems to me.
I had a funny talk with a four-star admiral last year where he basically said they have this human capital problem, and he realized, maybe he'd have to change the rules on personnel a little bit to get the hackers. Maybe they wouldn't have to have haircuts. Maybe they'd, and so the services, Navy's in the lead here. The services are thinking about what do we need to do to attract the right people, but also what do we need to do to build the pipeline so the bodies will be there when we need them.
Well, you kind of anticipated my next question, Jim, which is what are people doing right? Who are doing good things inside the Pentagon that you're seeing to try to address this issue?
There is just a lot of success stories at DoD, and you know, other agencies are doing a good job as well, but DoD is the lead agency for this stuff, and that's just, if you look at the Defense Industrial Base project, which is just transferred to DHS, if you look at the thinking on offensive cyber operations, if you look at the efforts to build Cyber Command to better defend our networks, a lot of good work coming out of DoD. And, you know, other places are a bit later to the game. I mean, we don't see the same level of progress here because DoD had a wake-up call in 2008, and that's put them on the path to making improvement earlier than other places. So I'd say look at NSA, look at Cyber Command, look at the policy guys, look at the human capital stuff. You're seeing some good look at the cooperative efforts with the private sector. You're seeing good stuff come out of DoD, and hopefully we'll see that replicated at DHS.
Last question, real briefly. You mentioned the transfer of that project to DHS from DoD. What did you make of that?
You know, the administration has decided that DHS should be the lead agency for cybersecurity in the U.S. when it comes to defending our national networks. And they took a good project and gave it to the agency that, by anyone's calculation, has to be the place where we do domestic security. Just the Constitution, any number of laws point to DHS, so it was the right thing to do.
Some folks make it a big deal out of it. Sounds like you don't think it's a big deal at all.
Well, it's too early to tell. I mean, the DHS has been handed the ball. Now they have to run down the field. I hope they'll do it. And if they do, then we'll all be happy.